Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Now, Julia Gillard putting distance between herself and the Greens on a number of fronts, particularly jobs. Are you convinced?
It sounds all very contrived, I've got to say. The last two or three weeks has been this very deliberate campaign to try and give that impression. But, of course, at the same time, Parliament has been, Parliament being closed for several weeks, more than we would normally have this time of the year, so that the government can wait until the Greens take over the Senate in July. So it doesn't bear any critical examination. I think it's very contrived because they've found that their reaction to the Greens' real agenda is starting to spook a lot of people around the country, and they're very concerned about the alliance that they've joined with the Greens. That they joined just after the election. And I heard Mark Dreyfus saying that they're not in an alliance. Well, that's just simply not true. We can all remember them signing it, and it's certainly in the first 6 or 7 months, the Greens' agenda has dominated the federal political scene. And, Labor, I think, need to react strongly to this other matter that's happened overnight, the anti-Semitism that's growing.
Well, hang on. Let's just not say anti-Semitism. This is a call for a boycott of Israeli trade,
yes,
which is being led by the Senator-elect for the Greens from New South Wales, Lee Rhiannon, and there's a huge difference, and I not for a moment would want to confuse calling for a boycott against Israel with anti-Semitism, Andrew Robb. Are you saying they're the same thing?
Well, this creeping anti-Semitism, I think, is something we don't need in Australia. I think it is the fact that the boycott is driven by, in my view, strong anti-Israel views that are starting to emerge in parts of the community, and the fact that the Greens, not only this one senator, but the fact that the New South Wales State Conference of the Greens has adopted a resolution calling on a boycott. It's a very extremist position.
Can I clarify, are you accusing Senator-elect Lee Rhiannon of being anti-Semitic? Because that's a very serious allegation. We've offered the Greens a chance to appear on the program this morning, but that's quite a different proposition to saying that you believe in a boycott, a trade boycott of Israeli imports and exports.
Well, what's driving the boycott, John? I mean, why? What are the reasons for the boycott? What are the claims that are being made by the Greens and by this senator and by the division of the Greens? Why has Bob Brown and no one else in the Greens taken calls from the media for the last 24 hours? This is a serious extremist position. It's a sort of misguided position against a very strong democracy, a great friend of Australia, over many decades, that has sat behind so much unrest and conflict in the world, and we just don't need it in Australia. And the fact that the alliance partner for the government is holding this position, Julia Gillard needs to pull her alliance partner into line on this. This has got to be stamped out before it gets any further.
I'm grateful to you for your time this morning, and as I'm making absolutely clear this morning, we've invited Bob Brown, the leader of the Greens, Christine Milne, the deputy leader of the Greens, Sarah Hanson-Young, who is a perhaps future leader, senator with the Greens, and Adam Bandt. We've pretty much called them all this morning. No one's even returning calls.